Your weekend outlook is brought to you by Tom Potter State Farm. Let Tom Potter quote your insurance. Call 270-965-2284.
Good Thursday morning. This is Chris Evans with the Crittenden Press, bringing you information and news from around your community. You'll have to forgive me for this scratchy voice this morning. I don't know what's going on. I seem to can't get rid of this. I know it's going around town. I hear a number of folks who are saying they're having some of this upper respiratory issues. So bear with me if you don't mind. And again, I apologize if I'm a bit scratchy this morning. Grab your Crittenden Press. Lots of details that you won't get here are in your newspaper. Lead story this week is about Governor Andy Beshear and his cracking down on a controversial substance that is sold in a number of convenience stores. You can find it around Marion, Fredonia, up in Sturgis. You can you see this stuff. So it's called kratom, and there's a new regulation that will classify some of the concentrated forms of this this substance, which is known as 7-HO. It's going to be scheduled as a narcotic, and it'll put it in the same category as heroin or LSD. A lot of people call this a convenience store or gas station heroin. Now, that's a bit of a sensational moniker, but that's what they call it, and it's pretty addictive stuff, apparently. I talked with Marion Police Chief Bobby West. He's very familiar with it, says he knows of people and runs across them in his work, in his line of duty, who are addicted to this stuff. Talked with Brent White over in Lyon County. He's the sheriff. Of course, he's involved with a regional law enforcement agency that is very proactive on a number of things, including this kind of stuff. But he says it's very problematic. He appreciates the governor's response to this, but says there's more to do with it. It's something that has to be addressed. And again, once the state gets its hands wrapped around this and determines exactly the formula and how they're going to go about policing this, then law enforcement will go around and make sure it's taken off the shelves. So keep that on your radar. It's something I'm sure you'll continue to hear about. Something else you'll need on your radar is the fact that the Crittenden County Ambulance Service, which is operated by ComCare, has given Crittenden County leaders a deadline of December 31st that they will be leaving the county. There is a chance maybe that they will rebid this and maybe be able to keep the ambulance service without any interruption. But that's a pretty tight clock between now and the end of the year for the county to come up with a new service. I think they've known about this for a little while. Not sure why it's just now being brought to the table. But nonetheless, I'm going to be talking with some of the folks from the ambulance service, too, over the next couple of days. Hopefully have some follow-up on that next week. Meanwhile, the Crittenden-Livingston Water District will be meeting later this month as well and talking about raising its rates. Now, that's something that they've had in the hopper for several months. They asked for a rate increase about 18 months ago, and it's working its way through the system. The Public Service Commission has now approved a 13.07% increase. They had asked for something north of 16%, but nonetheless, that'll raise a typical household bill from about $67 a month to around $75 a month. Now, their tap-on fees are going to go up substantially, so have your eyes on those bills. Be aware of that. Now, that will start with the billing for usage in December, so it'll be on your January bill. You can read a lot more about that in the Crittenden Press. We're going to take a short break and hear from one of our sponsors. And again, this program that we do twice a week is brought to you by advertising. We appreciate our partners.
Re-elect Daryl Tabor, Republican for Crittenden County Clerk in May. Register to vote or update your registration at govote.kentucky.gov. Paid for by Daryl K. Tabor.
And while we're on elections, let's just delve right into some of the latest information on folks seeking re-election. Of course, you can follow that on the Crittenden Press online. We usually post at least daily on who are the new filings for the 2026 primary election, which will be in May. New over the last 24 hours or so, District 3 Magistrate Robert Kirby has submitted his paperwork to run again for magistrate in Crittenden County. There are six magistrates across the county. And also in District 3, Paul Beard has filed to run again for constable. He's the sitting constable in District 3 as well. You can find all of those names in this week's Crittenden Press. Well, those two are new because they came after we published the paper. But again, for breaking news, check out the Crittenden Press online. Down in Livingston County, Sheriff Bobby Davidson says he will not seek re-election in 2026 after 16 years in office. Local officers Shannon Edging, Glenn Gordon, and Donald Crawford have already filed to run for sheriff down in Livingston County. Saturday night is the Old Kentucky Hayride at Foes Hall. Of course, you all know a lot about that. It's a big event, well attended by folks around here. Just a tremendous program for a small town, man. It's a hot ticket. You know, be there and see what Cutter and Cash and the Kentucky Grass pulls out of their hat this time. I know they have a mystery guest that's supposed to show up as well. The Crittenden County Homemakers Quarter Auction Fundraiser will be Saturday, this coming Saturday at St. William Church. Doors open at 1 p.m. Bidding starts at 2 p.m. Bring your quarters and wear teal for ovarian cancer awareness. Also this week, Bright Beginnings announces its fall gift basket winner. That was Susan Crace, and the community calendar is full this week too. VFW meets tonight, and the Tulu Methodist Thanksgiving meal will be Sunday at 1 p.m. That's down in Tulu at the Methodist Church. And a number of meetings going on around Marion this week. Crittenden County Board of Education meets at 5:30 p.m. this evening at Rocket Arena, Thursday evening, November 13th it is. Crittenden County Board of Elections meets at 3:30 p.m. tomorrow on Friday, November 14th. That will be at the County Office Complex. And coming up on Monday, City Council and Marion, Crittenden County Board, 911 Board will be meeting on Monday. The board, 911 group meets at 3:30 and City Council meets at 5:30, excuse me, 5 p.m. at City Hall.
Need trees gone, land level? Call Preferred Tree and Land. Your local pros for tree and stump removal, landscaping, drainage systems, dirt work, and retaining. Fast, reliable, and affordable. With free estimate, call Stuart Haberlock today at 270-625-1041 or find Preferred Tree and Land on Facebook. That phone number again is 270-625-1041.
Yes, sir. At Preferred Tree and Land, they cut the hassle, not the corners. And Leadership West Kentucky is taking applications for its fourth annual class. Those applications need to be in by December 5th. It's a six-month regional leadership program open to professionals in 15 county West Kentucky Regional Chamber of Commerce Alliance area. Details and forms are at their website, which is WKRCA, again, WKRCA.org. We have had A number of people from Crittenden and Livingston County participate in this program each year. It's a great opportunity for up-and-coming leaders. Also, Marion Crittenden County Chamber of Commerce has announced its next big event. It's a Lunch and Learn. It will be on December 4th at Farmers Bank. Family Court Judge Brandy Rogers will present the ripple effect of family stability on local economies. Now, admission to that is going to be $15, and the event is sponsored by Edward Jones and H&H Home and Hardware. And speaking of H&H Home and Hardware, they're one of the sponsors for today's program. We always appreciate them, and let's hear what they have to say today.
H&H Home and Hardware. The name says it all. And in 2025, H&H is celebrating its 25th year in business. H&H Home and Hardware on Sturgeon Road in Marion has everything you need for plumbing, electrical, lumber, paint, building supplies, hardware, plus pool supplies, steel power equipment and repairs, and so much more. H&H is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m., 6 p.m.
And remember, H&H has two locations now on Sturgis Road in Marion and over in Sturgis. They have a new shop over there as well. Two locations for H&H Home and Hardware. Remember, you can get lumber and building materials at H&H as well as hardware. And, man, it's just a lot of other stuff out there. It's like a little Walmart. And in local sports, the Crittenden County Rocket football team rolling into the second round of the Class 2A playoffs. They will be up in Owensboro facing the Aces, who are number one in Class 2A. Formidable opponent they will encounter up at Steel Stadium, 7 p.m. kickoff Friday against Owensboro Catholic. Rockets coming off a big win over McLean County in the first round of playoffs, won 28-20 last weekend. Quarterback Quinn Summers threw for 267 yards and four touchdowns, including two touchdowns to Trey Taylor. Braden Poindexter was the player of the game on defense. He had 15 solo tackles. Big night for a lot of guys in that game. So even though football season is still rolling on, basketball is also warming up. The Lady Rockets will be scrimmaging this Saturday at Madisonville. It's a multi-team scrimmage. They'll be taking on some big programs up there. And then on November 22nd, there will be another boys and girls multi-team scrimmage here in Marion. And you can catch the Rockets and the Lady Rockets in action that day out at Rocket Arena, with a lot of other teams from around the region participating as well. In middle school hoops, 7th grade Rockets beat Livingston County recently 57-30 as Noah Moss scored 31 points. And then the 7th grade Lady Rockets beat Union County 33-22, and they also beat Lyon 36-24. You can get the scoring for all of those players that participate in those games in your Crittenden Press. And don't forget, modern rifle deer season is underway. Now, numbers, harvest numbers are down a bit. Local, I'd say, outdoors expert, former fish and wildlife biologist, Philip Sharp, who really keeps his eye on these things, he has provided a piece that we published on the website 2 days ago. You can go read about that. It's entitled "Where Have All the Deer Gone?" And pretty interesting observations from a guy who works in this profession with wildlife and wildlife habitat. You know, he's with Superior Whitetail Habitats, and interesting article. Go read that. We'll repackage that and put it in next week's Crittenden Press as well, in case you miss it online. Well, that beep signals it's time for me to get off the air, I think. That's my reminder to go do something else, so I'll quit talking here. Wrap things up. Hey, for some great reading in the Crittenden Press this week, don't forget Brenda Underdown's Forgotten Passages, one of the treats you get in the Crittenden Press, and she digs into what was going on, what was for sale in Marion, Kentucky back in 1925. Also in this week's newspaper, check out the obituaries, Doris Annette Ivy Angel, Mike Lott, and Caden Gill are the obituaries in this week's newspaper. Grab it. It's on newsstands today. Thanks for listening, and we will talk to you first of the week. Hope to see all of you out at the Old Kentucky Hayride on Saturday as well. Again, this has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.